Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody said, am I the jerk for reaching out to my son's ex? Yikes.
How?
Well, let's hear it out.
Why?
You're not supposed to talk to your children's exes.
When?
This is not okay, but hold on.
I mean,
this is called loyalty.
I think that depends on cases.
There are cases. When I got divorced, obviously, my in-laws, still supportive to this day.
Point in case.
We have kids together, though, so it's different. But here's what it says. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for reaching out to my son's ex? My son and his girlfriend broke up after 7 years together. No kids. We really loved her. They had a great relationship, we thought, and had welcomed her into our house many times over the years. We were surprised when they called it quits, but all my son really told us was that the relationship had run its course. They're in their late 20s. They didn't really want to get married or have kids. He just felt like it was done. So he broke up with her, and she was upset, and he was too, in fairness.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't imagine not reaching out to her after feeling like she's my daughter-in-law. I sent her a long letter telling her I was so sorry my son had broken up with her.
But she wasn't your daughter-in-law, though.
Telling her I was so sorry my son had broken up with her, and she's always welcome in our home. She and him are very mature and don't have much drama, but he was not happy that I had reached out to her.
Why would he be?
I didn't tell him. His sister told him.
Oh.
After I told her.
Oh.
I probably shouldn't have told anyone, but I wanted to make sure that she was okay, and it is what it is. Am I the jerk for reaching out to my son's ex-girlfriend?
I mean, I feel like your son was going to find out regardless, because the ex was eventually going to tell him, I think.
Dude, reaching out and saying, I'm so sorry my son broke up with you, like, or broke your heart or whatever. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Now you're throwing your son under the bus.
They clearly had a great relationship, though. You know, obviously, yeah. She felt comfortable enough to reach out and say, hey, girl,
girl, right?
This was past, like, son, daughter, or son, mother, whatever.
Even when I got divorced and I was pregnant.
Yeah.
My in-laws never said anything bad about their son. They just showed up and helped me and made sure I had support. This was going, so sorry, my son broke up with you. Like, no. That's where the loyalty gets icky in my mind.
It's the wording.
I'm like, Now you're talking smack about, like, if my mom called my ex and said, I'm so sorry, my daughter broke your heart, I'd be like, Mom, what is wrong with you?
See, I wasn't thinking about it.
Why would you do that?
I wasn't thinking about the wording. I was just thinking, you know, that's nice. That the mother reached out and said, hey, hope you're doing good. Sorry that the relationship didn't work out. But that's not what she said.
No, it's like this is a matter of you've got to stick with your kids. Unless your kids are awful. No.
Do you know?
This is where I come to the other side. No. If your kids are treating people like garbage, no, you don't. Because it doesn't sound like that.
It doesn't sound like they were treating each other like garbage. It sounds like they're a very civilized, you know, ex-couple, whatever.
It sounds like they were shocked. Here's the other thing. We don't know what goes on in people's relationships. The mom's writing in saying, well, they had a great relationship. Says who?
Right. From what you saw.
Because on Facebook, they have nice pictures and they look nice together in pictures.
That when means they're at nothing. Your house, they're
that means,
behaved?
That means nothing. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I've been in enough relationships to know people have dark sides and light sides. Out of it.
100%.
And there is no way you know what's going on in people's houses.
But you know what else I heard within the writing of what the fake mother-in-law wrote?
What?
She saw herself as the mother-in-law.
She had already projected.
Yeah, she had projected marriage onto them because they had been together for over 5 years. 7 years, right?
7 years together.
Yeah, bro. You're thinking, oh, yeah, this is endgame for them. They're about to be Taylor and Travis. They're getting married.
And then they didn't.
And they don't.
Emily from downtown texted in, jerk.
Wow.
You guys are going for.
Oh, dang. Gunning for moms.
John from Kenosha said, yes, she's a jerk.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think reaching out is the worst thing in the world, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like she said, hey, I want to be friends with you. It was just like a letter for closure for the mother, right?
David from the East Side texted in and said, same situation a few years ago. My mom reached out to my ex. My mom didn't know my ex cheated on me. Now I have a rule that my mom can't meet a girlfriend until after I date them for 6 months. So he got cheated on, didn't tell his mom out just to just he didn't want
to protect you, right?
Personal. Mm-hmm. Personal. And then his mom reaches.
He was protecting his own privacy, and then it backfired. Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right. 414-533-1037. Is this mom the jerk for reaching out to her son's ex? Awkward.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she wrote into the show, this mom wants to know if she's a jerk for reaching out to her son's ex. They were together for 7 years. They're in their late 20s. They broke up. It run its course. She decided to reach out and say, I'm so sorry. My son broke up with you. Are you okay?
Yeah, that sounds a little weird.
Didn't go well when the son found out through the sister.
Don't know how it would go well, but.
Didn't go well. Let's start with Lindsay in Johnson Creek this morning. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are the outlets?
They're great. I don't go there a whole ton, though, because they're too close.
Well, it'd be dangerous. Shout out to Pinecone while we're at it. But anyway, Lindsay.
Yeah,
woo! Lindsay, is the mom the jerk for reaching out to her son's ex?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Wow.
Explain.
Oh, okay. So I'm a mental health and addiction therapist. And so to me, it's a complicated family dynamic.
Okay.
I think when introduce somebody to your family and you integrate them in, especially for 7 years worth of time, there is a deep relationship connection that happens regardless.
For
me, there has to be sentimentality and emotion there regardless of any other situation. Now, exactly what she said, I don't know because I don't know the full context of the letter.
Right.
But I would say overall in this situation, I definitely empathize with the mom thinking that, hey, this person was going to be a part of our future and our family. And so that's why I'm going to say not the jerk.
Oh, the mom's grieving the loss just like the son is. The mom's grieving the loss of that family. Much like this is what happens with divorce as well. I mean, same thing. And you don't have to be married to have these losses and these breakups. You can be together
for
a while, create some kind of bond with a family, and then it's just devastating when you don't get to have them in your life anymore.
But
it's
heartbreaking. Do you have to write a letter to them?
No, that's a choice. That was a choice.
A choice for her. Clearly, there was enough connection and sentimentality there in the relationship, though, where she, I mean, like you said, DZ, she said she's like my daughter-in-law. So she, regardless of marriage or not, saw this person as her daughter.
But she's throwing the son under the bus, and I can't let that go, Lindsay. I'm stuck on that.
Sounds like it a little bit, now that you pointed it out.
Now what do I feel like we're talking to a therapist. Now what?
Basically, what up?
What about him?
What about him?
What about him?
I don't know the full context of the letter, so it's hard to say, but I understand where the mother is coming from. I've had this happen to me in really long relationships as well. So
It happened to my sister with one of her
dudes. Mom as well in that situation. I wasn't like the happiest, but I could understand her perspective.
Oh, my sister was very upset when my mom did this. But my mom should not have reached out to him. He was not a good dude.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that until they broke up. And then my mom reached out and my sister went, "Are you crazy? Like, you cannot, we know." And yeah, it was awkward.
Who knows what we don't know out of their relationship?
You don't know what goes on in people's relationships.
Closed doors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for calling, Lindsay. Love you.
Too. Bye, guys. Much
love. Bye. That was so good.
I know. She said you got it. She's thinking about everybody. Let's go to Rico, though, because, you know, he doesn't care about those feelings.
Rico stands on
hey,
business.
Hey, Rico.
Good morning, Wepa.
Good morning, Wepa.
Is she the jerk for reaching out to her son's ex after they broke up?
Yes, because if he's grown, then it's none of her business.
Ooh.
Obviously, he's out of the house, and I understand the relationship thing, but this is a grown man's business. And if your parents, you might have said, oh, yeah, she can be part of the family and all this sort of stuff. You don't know the situation, so why are you putting your nose into it?
True. Mm.
Well, and even think about, not to bring it back to mine, but mine, I had kids involved. Like, there were reasons that my exes, you know, my in-laws had to continue to try to talk to me.
Because they're grandparents.
Yeah, they're grandparents, There are no kids involved here, which makes this icky,
If there's no kids involved, then there's not really a big attachment. I mean, they could have spent so much holidays together and all this special time and memories and everything. But when it comes to somebody that you love and care about, if you're not really good with that relationship and you don't see a future, go somewhere else. Make a new life.
True.
Start something new.
Wait
like
a second.
I did.
But when your family
said, like I
But when
did.
You've got family standing behind you that might be waiting on those grandbabies, might be projecting those grandbabies, and think after 7 years
that you're getting them.
In maybe two, three more, she might get them grandbabies.
It kills her hope. And as someone, you go through breakups, it kills your hope when you go through breakups. But that's the parents are now, it's too far. It's
She's
like a step past it. He and the girl should be grieving.
Not the mom, but the mother,
her future with grandkids.
The mother is grieving
her
the loss of a daughter-in-law she
100%.
Didn't have and grandbaby she didn't have.
That was her family.
That was her. She had projected the white picket fence for them.
100%.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you just got to mind your own business in this situation. I mean, I've had past relationships that I've gone out of and, you know, the other parent was trying to sit there and emphasize, oh, you should stay together for the best of this, the best of that. No, it's
you're
my
right.
decision.
They do get involved when they shouldn't in the other way and try to
exactly.
keep you together when you shouldn't be together. So that is another side we could talk about sometime,
Touché.
Rico. But,
Touché.
All right.
Exactly.
Thanks, Rico. You have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.
Love,
thank
man.
You
peace.
Yeah,
thank
I'm
you,
so
man.
Torn because
that jerk stood on it, though.
It really might be situational. We got to go to the tiebreaker, but because I'm thinking about situations where someone was treated horribly and no, you shouldn't be in communication with that person. I think about times where they just ran its course, like this lady, and it's like she's had a relationship with this person. How is she supposed to just act like she doesn't exist anymore?
True.
You have a relationship with her.
But we don't know. They could have been
loyal.
A magical relationship
Tough.
On the surface, but then behind closed doors, they could have been toxic as ever.
Well, what if he's like treating her like garbage and the mom doesn't know this?
Right?
What if? I'm presenting scenarios.
Any scenario is feasible because we don't know enough. All we know is that mom overstepped.
Or what if she's treating him like garbage, I meant to say, and the mom doesn't know. And so now the mom, you know what I'm saying?
I know
you
what you're
don't
saying.
Know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
But we are split.
Right.
What we do know is that we're split.
Yeah, let's go to Ariana in West Dallas, one of our regulars. She picked Bad Bunny as her theme song. Buenos dias. Hey, Ariana, what do you think? You're the tiebreaker. Is she the jerk for reaching out to her son's ex?
I said not the jerk for reaching out, definitely.
Okay.
Maybe just a context about like the bringing up the son, you know? She should have not brought up the son at all.
Sure.
But
How do you not?
How do you not? That's the only reason you're writing a letter.
It's the whole,
I know,
I'm sorry you
just,
broke your heart.
Like, hey, I hope you're doing well. Like, basically, like, wishing you're the best kind of thing, you know?
Oh, okay.
But definitely have the whole son thing, you know? Because honestly, I have my son and I have a great, like, I have a great relationship with my ex's, you know?
Yes,
like,
you have a good relationship
like
with your ex, the baby,
she
the father of your kid.
Yeah, ASAP. Yep, she reached out ASAP before even I had my son, you know, like, hey, you know what? I hope you're doing well. So I appreciated that.
Okay.
Honestly. So So, like, hey, but I don't,
do we have more in common than I knew, Ariana?
We do.
Look at y'all.
Actually, we do.
How many women? I can't believe how many women come up to me that went through like breakups pregnant like I did. Like, this is crazy. Like, it's traumatic, and I'm way past it now, so we can talk about it. But wow, okay.
I tell you. No, but
got a lot in common with the women in this city.
Mob ties out here. Mom ties, I should say.
Mom is better.
The mommy ties. No, but I don't think she's a jerk for reaching out. Just maybe not bringing up the fight, you know, just like, hey, wishing you the best kind of thing, you know?
Sure.
I mean, it was 7 years, almost a decade. Come
on
now.
That's true.
Like, what were you supposed to say? Not say anything?
That's true. Yeah, you have a relationship. Yeah, that'd be weird.
In a perfect world, yeah. You stay quiet, stay out the way, stay out the relationship, but that's not how it works.
Is that not the jerk?
She's saying not the jerk.
Ooh.
All right, Ariana.
I support it.
Okay.
Thanks, Ariana.
Love you. Bye.
She's so cute.
I know.
Not the jerk. Now I got to go read the text messages and see who's getting triggered and who's not getting triggered. Somebody said, jerk. My mom did the same thing probably 15 years ago. She wrote us both letters and was trying to fix it without knowing the issues. It drove me nuts.
Oh, the both is different.
No, she stays out of it now because of the fight she caused Steve in Twin Lakes.
All right, Steve, received.
Wow. Mom tried to get involved.
Mamas be trying to do the most sometimes, man, but they want the best for the world and the best for everybody. Their moms.
Bella said that was 7 years, not months. Come on, people. Rico, bye. Saying you should be able to reach out.
So everybody would have said not the jerk except for Rico.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, everybody's texting in. Thank you guys. I'm reading them all. Nicole texted in and said, morning, DZ and Allie. I say jerk only because she didn't talk about it with her son first to be like, I'm going to check on her. I know you might be upset, but I wanted you to know because XYZ.
That would have been good.
But otherwise, for reaching out, not the jerk. Have a great, fantastic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tick. Friday Eve. I was like, it's not Friday. What are you talking about?
Trying to set us up. anyway, I hear what that is, though, because as a mom, as an adult, as a person, you're not going to stop them from reaching out. If that's what she wants to do, go ahead. But a little heads up to the son.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oof. All right. Not the jerk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.